Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For decades, the popular TV show Kids Say the Darndest Things had America in stitches as kids gave honest and sometimes hilarious answers to serious questions asked by an adult. And while the show focused on kids saying the darndest things, a hearing this week in the United States Senate reminded us that adults can also say the darndest things, and sometimes those adults occupy seats in the highest echelons of power. It all began Wednesday during a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the nomination of Riley Barnes as Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. During the hearing, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia inserted size 10 shoe into size 2 mouth when he said, quote, "The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes." He went on to say, quote, "It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Sharia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe they understand what natural rights are from their Creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling," end quote. The statement left the other members of the committee stunned. Really? Did he just say our rights are granted to us by the government and not by God? Has he ever read the Declaration of Independence? Ironically, written by Thomas Jefferson, who was also from Virginia. The statement was so outlandish that it required a response, and who better to respond than Senator Ted Cruz from the great state of Texas? Senator Cruz quickly launched into a history lesson, beginning with paragraph 2 of the Declaration, which states, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed," end quote. Cruz went on to lament the fact that the principle that natural rights are given to us by God is now considered by some to be a radical and dangerous notion. Somehow, Senator Kaine had so twisted the truth of that principle that our Declaration of Independence, in his mind, was now equal to the decrees of the Ayatollahs in Iran. As Senator Cruz pointed out, nothing could be further from the truth. We possess certain rights that are unalienable. They come from God, period, paragraph. They cannot be taken away. Rather than rights coming from government, governments are created by man to secure God-given rights. The hierarchy places government at the bottom of the list. It starts with God, then man, then government. Government is at the bottom of the list because it exists to serve man, not the other way around. This is one of the most important founding principles of our republic, and we ignore it at our own peril. Let's remember the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn when describing the communist revolution in Russia, who said, quote, "If I were asked today to formulate as concisely as possible the main cause of the ruinous revolution that swallowed up some 60 million of our people, I could not put it more accurately than to repeat, men have forgotten God. That's why all this has happened." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.